Yeah,
the bears are killing these.
Oh, the chump chewing them?
Wow.
Here's updated for that. Here's the thing. Because we need anybody's numbers, you probably have them all. It's the clock, right?
I got one. My phone.
You got a pen?
Oh, yeah.
You're good. You want one, Mr. Mora?
Let's see. What is that?
Probably have one.
Oh, I don't.
It's a good thing.
You've been in the fire department for a long time. You know the rules. Would it be possible to take? I just bought a pellet grill.
Yeah.
How about if I? Can you put it in the house as long as you don't take the smokestack out a window? Can you burn pellets in the? You could burn a pellet stove.
You have for it to go out. It's supposed to be in a, you know, it's like a cutout, a metal cutout that it goes out.
I could do that,
but. I don't know if you need a permit for a pellet stove.
I don't think so.
I don't think so because there's no flame.
Oh,
no. It's all in there, but it recommend that you have a base that's non-flammable and nothing above and around it clear.
Safe for gas fireplace, you don't need.
No.
That's good to know. Okay, we're going to pursue Ellen. We'll call the meeting to order. She'll be here in a second. Can we look at the January 5th minutes from the regular meeting? And if anybody in a second, he has any changes.
Does anybody have any changes to the minutes? Bob's writing.
Oh no, I wasn't here. No. This is, you know, when the thought comes in the brain, I better write it down.
No changes?
No.
No changes? I just have a few things that I was going to have Sue Ellen put for actions, but they're written in the minutes. Like, for example, the first one that I was going to call for an update to Chris Duffy. So I was just going to have her pull that down and say it was an action. And the same thing, the street meeting. Oh, and here's our guest of honor. Yep. So I need a first and a second to approve the minutes, correct? Motion. Can I first?
Yeah,
I can first.
You can make a motion and he can second.
Okay, and then everybody in favor?
Yeah.
Good. Well, in favor.
Unanimous. Okay. Yep.
We're going to move the agenda just so Lance can talk to us. We're going to go to number four, which is only one down, the update on the change, putting the street sign up to name the Veterans Way behind a little green area out here. So Lance, you're on.
I got to figure out what you want exactly.
I think they said the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, that we want ended up with one sign, double-sided, somewhere in back of the monuments facing Tuthill's house. Is that right?
There'd be someone that'd have to mark the street, and it should be either towards one end or the other. But the one thing that the Board of Selectmen looked at, instead of just having, you know, our typical street sign, if there's something that would have something on there that would make it a unique sign for that. And since they're all made from the same place, I don't know if that's, it makes any sense.
My thoughts, because it is in the street.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not a street.
Right.
My thought is all our signs are green.
Yep.
In green is to go to a blue sign.
Yep.
Same style as we got, but just one on either end, double-sided sign. And
that would recognize it. Yep.
It would make it different.
Yep.
Instead, I do blue on a rail trail.
Right.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So it'd be the same sign. I know Paul mentioned all capital letters rather than capital small. The guidelines say no signs made now with all capital. If they get too reflective, you can't see it. So that's why, if you look, we have some that are all capital books for 2010. The newer signs, replacement signs, were hit or sun damage or whatever. Those are, capital letter, all small.
Are you saying that the first one's capital and the rest is small?
Right. So are you right on the
first letter
would be a capital letter and lowercase letter, small, lowercase letter.
And we're using a what type of post? Is it
right on top of the stop sign?
Oh, okay.
And we have brackets to go right on the
got it.
UGM.
Okay.
No other posts to move around or anything like that.
Got it. That's the regular. That's a regular one. The whole storm down.
Right. That's what we're using now.
Yeah. The only reason I say that is that if in the future, that's why I asked if they want to put an emblem of the various services going down the sign. Is that legal on a stop sign to do that? I didn't think so. The stop sign, you have that and the street name above it, and that's it. Got it. So that we could put somewhere else if we wanted to.
The other thought is most of our signs, they're not signs are 9 inches high, the letter is 6 inch, and usually where we put road on the end and use the suffix.
Yeah.
So it's a 6 inch letter, it's 3 inch letter. You want everything the same size letter whatever. That's
does that fit? Veteran way.
The longer you make the sign, anything will fit.
I know.
We fit Birch Farm Road.
Yeah, it'll fit.
So if you want it all the same size lettering, you can do that. On a blue sign, that's my thoughts.
Good idea. We make a motion?
Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, you make the motion.
Also, I'd like to add no apostrophe. That shows possession. There's no apostrophe. That shows plural for the one. Right?
Right.
Yep.
That's something I looked up and almost being the name of the subject.
So Paul wants no apostrophe.
His veterans. Right.
I'll second.
So now we'll call for a vote. Everyone in favor say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All in favor.
one issue solved and done.
So let's just be clear. We're having that the V, big letters, the rest small, way.
Big letter, small.
Right. Row.
Shouldn't say small.
No way. That's it. No. That's it. Only Veterans Way. Period.
Period.
Right. Nothing else. No, there's no road. No nothing. Right.
Just that. Both sides blue.
Yep.
Okay.
Double sided blue.
Double sided.
Either end of it.
Good idea.
I say street, but it's not a street.
Whatever it is. It's a way. It's not a street.
It's a way.
Don't worry, this subject with that came up years ago too.
Yeah.
And Joyce was trying to get that on town aid and we can't. So no. There's no right of way or anything. I don't know why, but that's
who knows.
Before.
Okay, we're all set, Lance, then I guess.
I'll get that ordered. I won't be tomorrow, beginning of the week. And it'll take, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks to get in.
Okay, sounds great.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Sir.
Okay, now we'll go back to three, the review of the submitted next year's budget. You have it in your packet. And this is what we voted on last time. It's just a copy of what got sent in with the changes January 2023 and for the fiscal year starting in July 2023, the $1,000 that we all agreed on and voted on. So that's informational for you. The next piece, update on the request for veterans tax relief. There is a letter. Barry's, hey, is Greg there?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi.
Greg's there. Oh, yeah, there he is. So anyways, Barry wrote a letter to the board, and this is the follow-up letter that he ended up sending. I do not have an update unless Bob has anything on this from the selectmen.
Other than the board is one of the subcommittees will be reviewing this thing. So I come up with something on it, and we'll invite the commission in when we do that. And we do it by subcommittee because that's all they talk about. It's just that instead of a regular meeting. It could get dragged on forever. But right in the middle, right now, in this month, in the budget process, we're meeting every week. So this is hopefully by next week, that'll be out of the way and we can get back to normal operation. So hopefully sometime in February, we can get a subcommittee meeting and go over this. That's the beginning. Come up with some ideas and then work it out. Barry, his letter was good because he did point out, you know, if we went with X, what the impact would be on the budget based on current mill rates, which, you know, was helpful. But those are the things we'll look at. And it's not a lot of money. It depends on how far you go. But in today's tight world, not a lot of money is still
a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah, but
things that have come up.
When we look at things like that, a lot of the things that we look at is a step. You know, you phase it in over like a three or four year period. So let's say you want to make it 10,000, 2,500. Do it that way over a 4 year period, increase it. This way, each year is just it's a small increase. So you ease it in. And I would suspect that whatever comes out, it'd be a program, something like that.
It's already 4,500 though, correct, right now?
Yeah.
So then it could be like 6,500 and 500.
Whatever it is, yeah. It would probably be split up over
at least 3 years.
Yeah, then that would be, yeah. Something that's not that amount with, and even though you have X number, I think we looked at numbers that Barry brought up with a number of of veterans who actually currently do get the tax benefits. So that's a realistic number. So we've got enough data to work on this thing to work it up.
Okay, so you'll contact us.
Yeah, we'll contact you and you
can members.
Contact, yeah,
whenever it is. Will it be a night meeting, you think? Probably.
Well, a lot of them are virtual anyways. Okay. So you don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
I mean, half the Board of Selectmen are virtual on a lot of our meetings, if not most of them. So
I will, in action on this, I'll email Barry too, so he knows that this committee will. Okay, because I have to email some other stuff. Okay, the next piece we have to decide is the name and dedication of the bench that we've been looking at. There is a piece of paper in your packet about the bench from Barry that he wrote. And he basically put, he has information about the cast track for the bench. And what we really need to decide today, he thinks a 3x12-inch plaque. Do you guys have that?
No.
No. I got some extra ones.
I have to give me.
What? Yes. You guys sent that.
Okay, yeah. I didn't have that.
Yeah, you do.
Do?
Yeah, I sent it to you because you asked me for it.
Okay.
So that's all right. You don't need to copy.
You got them.
You got them.
You got all kinds of copies.
Okay. You can keep that one. If you don't, give me that. We'll use that for scrap after. So everybody, Bob needs one.
Hey, okay, I'll watch.
I copied it from Bob. So, anyway. Barry really wants us to decide. Here's the prices: cast aluminum $150 to $200, cast bronze $250 to $300. The best layout for the plaque is three lines, with the name being slightly larger than the other two lines. So he gave us sample wording in memory of, and then he'll put his rank and name. And then do we want to put dates of date of death and born date on it? He just wants everybody to discuss it and decide on the actual wording if we can today.
I just have a comment on which one to choose, whether aluminum or bronze.
Okay.
Bronze, if you want something that's stealable, that's bronze. Aluminum, no one's going to take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, that's a way to choose an item, but
yeah.
In today's screwy world. Right. And that's my suggestion anyway.
What's the wording going to be?
What he suggested is just "and in memory of," and I don't know his rank.
Staff Sergeant.
Is it Staff Sergeant?
Yeah.
Too, Michael Clark?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then put his dates of birth and death. See what he did?
I see.
Yeah. Does anybody have, he said this was just a suggestion, yeah. But if somebody feels strongly about something else.
Just that those of us who know what SSG stands for is one thing. If you've never been in the military, you don't. So I think you'd probably have to use the word Staff Sergeant.
You want that? Okay.
It may cost a few dollars more, but I think.
Shouldn't the branch of service be in there?
Oh, you're right. Instead of...
That's why he tossed it out. He wants what we want to do.
Staff Sergeant.
You guys
Maybe you were the U.S. Army underneath. I don't think we need the date of birth, date of
you
death.
You want to do that, U.S. Army?
We need that stick, the same thing.
Yeah. Why do you want
put U.S. Army underneath.
Yeah.
I think Greg is saying something. Okay. Greg?
Yeah.
You I have...
The date of birth, or I mean the date of death, that's already on the stone anyways.
Right.
Why do you need it on the plaque as well? I think just representation of the service he was in and what he did, I guess, is all you need.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're okay with in memory of, you want Staff Sergeant written out with his name.
Yep.
And then
name and then Staff Sergeant. And then,
oh, yeah. John Jones, is a Staff Sergeant? No, it is Staff Sergeant. That's how you that should be first. Yeah. Staff Sergeant so-so. Then underneath, U.S. Army.
Okay. All right.
U.S. Well, however you want to. Yeah. U.S.
Okay. All right. Because he wants to make some, mock up of it, and then he'll know the exact price.
USA.
Army?
It was just think he's American.
Just the branch of service.
Yeah. That's the branch of service. Yeah. Right.
You just want Army or U.S.?
Army.
Army.
You just put Army. Yeah, obviously we know we're Army.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, so we're this. We have to vote now. So that I can do the first, right? Motion. So we're having it say, in memory of Staff Sergeant Michael Clark, Army. That's it.
Yep.
Correct? That's the motion. I first it. Was seconding it. Jim? Okay. And everybody vote? Yay or nay? Yay. Yay. Okay.
Where's this bench going now?
It's the bench that's out here. Oh, and the other update is I emailed John to take the bushes out again. Remember we talked about the bushes because they're too close to the actual stone. So John has it on his list. And he said as soon as it warms up a little bit, he'll be taking them out and it'll be on Memorial Day. So if Barry can pull this off for Memorial Day, I'll type him this too. That's the action I'm gonna type Barry and send him what he decided. So that's great. We have that done.
U.S.
Nope. I don't think it would make any. Yeah, that'll work.
Because you see that wherever you go.
You tend to see U.S. Army as opposed to Army.
Yeah. Somebody might think it's the Salvation Army.
Okay, so now we have to vote again, right? Yes.
You can amend the motion, and if the second
just
have it as you, and the second would accept it. The change.
It's gonna be U.S.
And we'll put U.S. And I'll send that to him.
Everybody's in favor, so we're good.
Greg, that's okay. I didn't happen to see. Yes, the U.S. Army. Okay.
When you have U.S. Air Force, it's going to be mighty long. Will it affect the plaque?
It's just too long.
No, I think it'll be all right because they're going to have Staff Sergeant printed out in his name, that'll fit underneath.
And that's okay. A tiny little block underneath.
Yeah. And you want it written out, United States Army, the whole thing?
No,
U.S. U.S.
Well, we should
U.S. That's all you need.
That's all it is, just those two letters.
All righty, so we're good with that. I have U.S. Army. We have it all set. Okay, the next big piece. I think we did everything down to the dedication of the bench. Memorial Day parade coordination. I just want to fill you in on what's been done, and then ask some volunteers to see if we have some other pieces that need to be done. So Barry went and talked to Kristen Hetch probably 2 weeks ago now it's been, to discuss the school's participation in the parade and the ceremony. And he actually talked to both the music director. So the high school band is marching. They'll be playing two songs, both the Star Spangled Banner and America, the Beautiful. They're going to have taps played. They're going to take responsibility for doing that also. He also talked to the center school principal and the high school principal about the selection of the 2 8th grade speakers for Flanders Field and the Gettysburg Address, and also talked to the high school principal about the speaker that needs to be there too. So those pieces have all been pretty much started. For the other pieces, I already talked to Bruce Dixon from the fire department. So he's all set. We can use the firehouse if it's inclement weather. That's not an issue. He said he'll take care of closing the road with the state police, and we'll converse with him later. He said they're well versed, so that's on target. I talked to Chris Duffy too, and I am going to email him about another project too, but this one, he said they'll be taking place in the parade. We do need to just verify the flags. I emailed John, and John is ordering the flags.
Or, oh, the new one for here?
The little flags.
That, oh, the little ones. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we also have to get a Space Force flag. We don't have, there wasn't, I don't believe there was a Space Force flag up there last time. So he may have already ordered them. I he signed off on some expenditure for flags last Wednesday night. So no, Tuesday night. So
those are the ones I asked him to order. That are, I think he's. Those
oh, then that's and that's what it is.
Ones.
Okay.
He told me he was going to get them ordered. He was going to look.
Then they are ordered. Okay.
Had.
Yeah.
So they've got to be ordered.
Yeah, and then this may be one more that we should have. If he hasn't already gotten it, he may have gotten it, but I don't know.
So do we need to email? It's Space Wars flag?
It's Space Force. That's the new force.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have their own flag and everything.
We're gonna have more flags to get rid of too.
Well, yeah, I think that's not gonna be creating anymore. I hope not.
I hope not either, although we might need them. So anyways, Chris is aware for the scouts. John, I told you about that. I had talked to Lance about the road closures, but he hasn't been involved for years closing the road. It's only been the fire department.
It's been in the fire department and coordinated with the state police. Yep.
I actually emailed the day shift Brian, state trooper, just to remind him about the parade. Mm-hmm. So he's been emailed. We have some
he just came back. He's been gone for,
yeah, he was at the range or something, right?
Yeah, transferred him, and now he got, now he's back here.
Yeah,
he says till retirement. So
yeah.
Well, anyways, that's that. John sets up the system, but the sound system for us too.
Yeah.
So he said he'll do everything that he needs. He'll have the bushes fixed and all that. We still have pieces that need to be done. Oh, and I also contacted the Girl Scouts. which no one knew in town who's the Girl Scout leader. So I sent an email to the main Girl Scout.
Well, and they actually got something?
And I, yeah, an email. And I actually got an answer back and she called me the other day. So that was good. At least that started. And she's right in the fire department. Oh. You know, Louise.
Was that right?
Yes, yeah, she's head of both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now you learn something new. Me too.
Okay.
So so we have a good start on basic stuff, but I wanted to have a discussion about, we have things that are left that we need done. One is the piece that is, I think, John Toomey does the remembrance of the fallen.
He's the one who has done it before.
Yeah, so is there somebody that's willing to call him?
John, I think I have his email. I can, let me write it down.
Do that?
Yeah.
I'm putting you down. Yeah, that needs an action under a minute. Bob Mora will call John Toomey. We had the pastor. We need to get a pastor to say the...
Pam, I'll get Pam on that one. She's good at getting guys.
I already talked to her about it. Nobody has somebody in mind because we thought we might want to leave the brand new congregational minister alone for a little.
Okay. Oh.
But does anybody have any other ideas or anybody go to a church that we haven't used before? I mean, we've mostly used that. The congregation.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
But he lives all the way in Norway.
Oh, that's right.
He's not.
He's not located.
He has two little kids.
That's what makes
sense. So it may not be. I mean, I can email the church and ask them too, but that may be a no. So I think people need to.
You must have an interim.
What?
No, that's it. No, that's the guy they have. They hired him.
Who was the interim before?
I'm not. I don't know.
It was somebody that was here for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Nobody knows anybody in the
right now, but we'll all look, but I'll guarantee you'll have somebody there.
I mean, I could email the pastor over here and just ask and see
if he would do it and that sort of thing, and sort of leave it like in his.
I'll email the church website. Already,
there we go.
And I'll do that. Can you put that down so we don't forget that? I'll email that. Now, the other, we need an MC.
I've done that before.
They thought it would be, you didn't want to do it.
MC. Oh, no. I thought it'd be one of you guys, like Barry.
You wanted to do the, I just want to make sure, you said, because your name's going down there, the military salute to the fallen. That's what you said you wanted.
Fine, yeah.
Do.
I mean, if you can't get anybody, the MC part is easy. It's just announcing everything and getting out of the way. But if you have, you know, it would be good if you could have someone from the veterans group be the MC.
Would any of you veterans like to be an MC?
Yeah.
He's honest, at least.
Well, I mean, you're also.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I've done enough.
All right.
Believe me.
All right. That's why I said that's the easiest thing there, which I don't mind doing that. I really don't. I don't know how to shut up. That's one of my issues.
Greg, did you think that maybe you'd want to do it? Greg, look at him.
Man, that's a stonewall look if I ever saw one.
Is that enough? We want to make sure there's no veteran, because who are we missing? We're missing Barry.
Barry.
But
Barry and
Yeah, no, and Barry certainly.
Alexander.
He's around that? I think he is. So, we can email, but I think he
was gone for, and he did a lot of work on.
Well, I know that. Already, I think he's back for Memorial Day.
No, he's back. He's only going now. Right. Like he just left. He's coming back in March something.
So I would check with him. Again, Barry would make a great
So how about we leave it then so we don't put anybody on the spot and we say...
I'll be a backup if he doesn't go.
Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
We have it's an issue you don't have to worry about.
Okay.
I'd rather have him do it. It's good to have a rep from the
community. So then I have two more things. There was a discussion about veterans, like having veterans be driven in a car, one of the last meetings.
One of the things I checked with, if you had a group of veterans,
yeah,
want to be on a float type thing, which would really be a hauler type thing where they haul the excavators around in.
The low bed.
And I asked Bill Phillips about that. He'd certainly be willing to do it if you had enough people. I mean, two or three people, we'll round up a couple of cars. But if you had a half a dozen veterans, we could get that, put some flags on it.
I hear there's four very nice veterans that could ride.
In our uniforms to do it. I think I might be able
those of you that can still fit into it. Or a cap or a hat. I mean, my hat fits. My pants don't even come near it. My class A coat.
Okay, we don't need to get that.
but that would be, usually where even wearing what you have here, U.S. Army or a regular baseball cap with an emblem instead of having to wear a uniform. But that's up to. You go to these veterans things at the school, it's all different. I mean, some people actually come in full uniform, some wear a cap with stuff on it. And
we'll tell them to wear some.
Just something that would recognize your service. That's all. Even a ball cap that says whatever, Marines, Army, Navy. And nobody there yet. And so we can go either way, and the thing of it is, let's see, we probably need to put something out in like a press release in April or something like that, or at least a month ahead of time, inviting any vets that would like to participate in the parade itself, to contact, you'll have to have an email, either the selectman's office, probably be easier than have them chase you down so we get a list of people. So if we know it's three or four, then we can get two cars, put two in a car. If it's a lot more, we'll get Billy Phillips, and because you can fit a whole lot of people with chairs. You're sitting in a chair.
How many would you need?
As many people that want. Half a dozen.
You might get more than that.
I would like to get. It would be nice to have more than that. We've never done this before, so it's a real shot. Last time.
Yeah, nice thing to change up that parade just a tiny bit and have a couple more things, right?
It will truly swing it more towards the veteran side of it. It was Memorial. It's Memorial Day, but still. Those are the people you're memorializing are veterans. So in bigger parades, they usually have veterans involved in it. So I think it'd be important that however you start it, it's a beginning. And once people see that, it grows. Remember when I just started bringing people up there, there was a handful. Now you have two lines of veterans come up there, do the salute.
You know, Billy has multiple trailers, all different sizes. I've worked with him.
Exactly. You can fit anything.
He can accommodate any amount.
Right. If you had to have two, we'd do two.
It'd be nice to have 12 or...
We'll be great.
15, 20.
300.
That might be hard. Can you imagine?
If there were
that would be the longest parade, we'd get a ribbon.
If we'd have 300, that means at least half of them are able to walk.
If people like, I know like Bob and his wife, Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
They volunteer.
That would be great. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, they'd be on that. Yeah.
That's why there's probably enough. If even these guys talk it up a little bit, and didn't Barry say he had 5 people on his street?
Oh, yeah, he did.
That are all veterans?
Right.
You could, if they were going to do it, you guys get 1 or 2 people, we could have probably 20 people.
That would be great.
Okay, so we can talk about this next month. Just
right, and then it's send out.
Why doesn't everybody reach out to a few?
There'll be a couple of ways things we can do it. Number one, you know, the town has a website, like a news
bulletin.
Yeah, the bulletin. There we go. Thank you. Brain isn't functioning full speed today, but and put it in the bulletin, and that also would bring out.
We can send them a press
for Kathy. Some of those veterans are not from Bolton. They come out because their children
are here.
So a lot of veterans that you could ask, or some of the kids, whatever, that had their grandfather come, or doesn't have to be from Bolton. Veterans.
The only problem would be we'd need to know ahead of time.
Yeah, I think
they're
going to have to let us know ahead of time so we can.
You don't want 10 people to show up and then we don't have cars or
that's the point
for them to ride
or a vehicle.
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of veterans that come.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, other than, yeah.
40 or 50 veterans at the school now. They used to be, we first started, I think there was 3 of us, 4 of us.
Yeah.
Remember that? It was just. And even gave us breakfast.
I remember that.
Gonna get big.
Okay, so we're going to put it on the agenda for the next thing, specifically to the veterans piece riding, and we'll discuss that. Everybody can contact a few people, see if they'd be interested in that.
And we have enough. Red, white, and blue bunting and everything that we could.
Decorate up.
Pam has a ton of that stuff.
Good.
John has some of it.
He's not here, so we'll just.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
And I have some from all my 4 people.
All right. Then here's the other thing. The last piece is. They wanted us to call the adjunct general's office to see if there would be a flyover during the parade. Well, somebody else needs to fill this out. There's 6 pages and we have to send it to Washington. I got transferred 5 different places.
Right.
If you didn't realize this, the state is very messed up. But this is both. This is what he told me we have to fill out. And it's very confusing. So if somebody wants to fill it out, and this is the guy's name.
I'll pass it on. We have a budget meeting tonight. So I will see Ms. Pamela.
Well, I mean, we could try filling it out and mailing
now
it.
She has enough contacts as to where to go with that.
Here, you want to take it?
Yeah. Then?
Here, pass that to Bob right away.
save you the problem of passing it. I'll move it along.
Because tell her he said we both needed the non-air, which doesn't make sense to me, and the air to fill them both out. But it looks like half the stuff we should be able to skip. And then you mail it to Washington, D.C.
Good luck, Barry.
That happened, it'll be.
That's why
we we see this and see how we do a workaround. Because there's no freaking way in hell that this will get processed in time for anything to happen. You don't have to put that down.
It isn't down here.
That's okay. That's not the worst that's come out of this mouth. What's that?
Okay. So that's that. We're going to look at a pastor. We're going to try to think of one. I'll send an email to the congregation and see what he says. Veterans and cars. Going to work on that. We still have the MC. We also, the other big piece, we're going to need help for lining up the parade and stuff at the
school. Generally need a couple of people to help out.
Yeah, so we need to identify who that's going to be. Yeah. I'll volunteer my husband.
That's a good job for that.
We can help do that, yep. Right? That's that. I want to flip to do the medallions for the cemeteries under 9 first. That medallions for the cemeteries, I actually talked to Chris Duffy, and the Boy Scouts supposedly are done during, have done all the Bolton Center Cemetery for the veterans, but they're in the process of putting the stuff in order now. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to get something by the next meeting. So we should know what numbers we have right in that cemetery. Yeah. So that'll be another piece. If we can get that, then we can maybe write something, because we're going to have to get money for the medallions. And the suggestion from Pam was to write a little blurb of something and put it in the tax bills. But I have questions like, where do you mail that to? And if we mail it out in the tax bills, who has to keep track of it?
That's just a request for it. And then it will all... People mail it in when they mail their taxes. So it would all come to the treasurer's office.
And then would they divide it off?
Because it's not part of, it would be a separate donation.
So right. We would have to write something that says this is a separate donation.
Yeah, I think somebody would help you put that together. With that. Yeah.
And then we take the money from that and buy the medallions?
That's what it's for, to offset. We're also looking at some other avenues to get them, so we can get some prior to Memorial Day. The key is at least have them for Veterans Day up there. But
okay. All right.
We have time. As far as mailing out the bills, they don't go out till June, so that's well after Memorial Day. Yeah. Later, so that's why I'm looking to see if some other things come up. We just approved an application to get a cemeteries grant for X amount of dollars for improvements of cemeteries. So
maybe there's a little bit.
There might be some money there.
A bit. Okay. Because people were talking about mailing it to the veterans in town. But that seemed like.
That's money. Expensive.
And it seems like we should mail it more than to the veterans.
I think it's the better way is once we get this thing set up and all, what we need and how many and how much money we're looking for. That's the thing. Then again, town newsletter is a very good beginning. It goes out to a lot of people. It doesn't cost a dime.
and they can send their donations to so-and-so.
I'm putting the bulletin.
We can do
Is the bulletin the newsletter? Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then once we do that, we can do a press release with it too. Yeah, that the commission is having a fundraiser to do this. That will bring out dollars. I'm not quite guaranteed it'll bring some.
Okay.
But what we have to know first how much. What's our goal?
Well, we know the first.
Right.
And some for replacement.
Well, yeah.
If they get stolen.
Yeah, we are.
The ones I bought have all been gone.
Well, yeah. 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 No,
that's a shame.
Nobody can sell plastic.
I had bought the bronze ones.
Oh, no, they're gone. Even they were even taking the aluminum ones after a while. So, because you have idiots taking them.
Don't write that either.
Well, that you can, with an exclamation point. And I've said it.
Okay. So we really updated on the cemetery and the Boy Scouts. So we did that. There's one other discussion, but I want to hold the meeting close to an hour. Now, no more than an hour and 15 minutes, or about 30 minutes. We have the discussion of Connecticut general statutes, which people had been handed out. I don't know if Greg ever got this. Greg, did you ever get the 2018 Connecticut general statutes about what advisory committee?
I don't believe so. No.
I should try to send
it. It's on the website too.
Greg. Okay.
No. But basically, it says that if there's a local, I'll summarize this so we could have a little discussion. And then the only other thing I want to discuss is a flag box and other. So we can start thinking about a system for flags. Because Kathy, remember, got flags. Let's go to the Connecticut General Statutes. It said if you establish a local Veterans Advisory Committee, we should be carrying out.
We still have that?
You got it last time, I think.
Well, that's why I don't have it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has it this time. I don't know if I have. I have a couple copies, though. So. Still. Yeah, I have a couple. You could maybe share, but I'll it's only two pages, so I highlighted
all right. I can listen.
So the committee is supposed to act as the coordinating agency in all matters concerning veterans and their dependents. Coordinating activities of public and private facilities, cooperate with all national, state, and local government and private agencies in securing services and benefits for veterans, use services and facilities of veterans organizations, and encourage and coordinate vocational training service. Any town that has not established its own Veterans Advisory Committee shall designate a city or town employee to serve as a veteran service contact in such city and town. We currently have that because Liz is this.
Yeah.
Right in our town. So this is just a discussion about where we fit within this peruse of these general statutes.
Good question. I have to ask the town attorney on that. Whether this commission, in fact, is a de facto that advisory board, or whether or not we have to modify our description of the commission to include that or not. That's just that's a good question, and I can't answer it. Right?
No, that's why I read this, and I had some concerns then, because this looks like we're doing social work, and
well, that's why.
And I don't know how you can truly have a voluntary committee.
That's why it's a paid staff. Yes. That's why it always been a paid staff to be the point on that. Oh, basically, when there's funds that are flowing in and out, it has to be a point person to go to, and that's it.
Yeah, because the point person, I actually talked to the person in Vernon.
Yeah.
Who is a town employee who does this.
Yeah.
And Manchester has two guys who do it.
Yeah.
And they are full-time employees. They may have an advisory committee, but they're on the advisory committee too.
Okay.
So there, and that's the piece. And you also have to be trained once a year.
Yeah. So that's why you want an employee as that person.
That's the way I feel
it
too.
And this commission can be an ad hoc advisory to that person without having to officially function under the state statute. Because right now you function under the town's appointment.
Bruce. Okay. Okay. So the only other thing is the flag box. Does anybody remember who brought up the idea about the flag box here?
Well, this is to return the bad flags?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the dilemma. People are trying to give me flags to take home. That's not going to happen. I'm just telling you in the committee, that's not going to happen, that I'm bringing personal things to my house. And we have 8 town flags. I'm not disposing of town flags either.
No, these are for residents.
We need a system, though, I think, which I thought of kind of a sidetracked one. A lot of places have a box in the town hall that most places do, actually, or their fire departments to bring flags to. So in looking at this, I'd be willing to email Chris Duffy and ask if there's an Eagle Scout that would build us a nice little red, white, and blue box to put flags in. And then maybe they would even be willing, because John told me that the Boy Scouts usually take them, which I can ask Chris too.
Give them, and also the area of VFWs have taken them forward. We've had flag boxes here, and then it's gone to the VFW or.
Okay, so my husband, I already have him working.
Yeah.
Called. He got a call back from some woman way away on the VFW.
He's
like, why did she call me? I go, because you called the local one. They kicked it up to the national one. And then she's calling my husband back. He's like, I didn't call her. I go, no, you did, because that's what happens. They had to kick it up to the national. So he never got an answer about VFW, and they're not really open. Like, they don't open till 5 a lot of times. But he did get somebody at the Army Navy Club, which I didn't like the answer either. We could bring it and leave it on their back doorstep anytime we want, but that to me seems kind of, I don't know, disrespectful.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I didn't think that was a good idea either.
So the key would be have a collection box here, which we can leave up year round if we have to. And in the meantime, give us time to find a contact point of what organization actually do the burn them. And because you have to burn.
I think Chris might do it for us if we ask them. They say a lot of, John told me the Boy Scouts I emailed John too. John's going to think I'm a big pain. But I emailed him the Boy Scouts have taken them before. So I was going to ask Chris if they could do some Eagle Scout project and try to
box. Yeah, make a box.
Yep. There was one that I found on the, I don't know if I have it, but it was on the internet, that an Eagle Scout did it, and he did a lovely job. The top of the box was blue with white stars, and the bottom was red and white stripes. It was
that's a great suggestion. They're always looking for projects.
Well, I know, that's why I thought I find that picture, stick it, send it in an email to him, and maybe there's somebody. I have wood, even if he wants it. We just took our basement down.
Oh, they can deal. That's part of their project.
I got wood that I want.
Well, they didn't.
So I can get my foundation.
You just want to get rid of wood, okay?
We're trying to get rid of it all.
Okay, but
so you can get your tax money out of me. Because right now my house is assessed for nothing.
There we go.
You'd have a lot more taxes if we could fix all our foundations in town.
Oh God. That will happen.
All right. So I'm going to email the action on this. I'll email Chris and make this suggestion and send him a copy.
Yeah.
Because then we could at least have a small, if it's taller. Because you're Well, Bob,
just like this. That's it. And then you just put folded flags in there. That's it.
Okay, about the sticks.
Oh, generally, what we've had in the past, people just brought flags in without anything on
them. They usually take them off.
What you have is, number of people that fly flags is pretty significant. And then when they get beat up, particularly with the winds we've had, you're lucky if they can make it through a full year without going down the tubes.
Well, that's why I wondered what the whole town was doing.
We've had almost every year a collection box here. Probably haven't advertised it enough.
Yep. They have a ceremony when you burn them.
Right.
I can't recall.
They do. Yeah. They do. And
well, the Army Navy does that.
Yeah.
Every so often.
They often do it, but you need a collection point. They don't have to be burned right away. As long as you get a collection point, you can properly store them, and then they burn them all at once. Okay.
So you're okay. I'm going
to. Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
I'm going to call Chris because I.
It's better than those cardboard boxes we had.
No, and the cardboard boxes are now $40 because I was just going to buy one, stick one in here. $40 for cardboard.
Eggshells.
Yeah, and the ratings were not very good on them. And the other thing is the real nice ones that are metal are $15 to $2,000.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we can't do that either. That's ridiculous.
There's no need to spend any money. Somebody can voluntarily make one.
That's good Eagle Scout project.
That's a real good Eagle Scout.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, no, that's why I saw it.
Yeah, that's a great project. Yeah.
Something popped up and the kid made it and he got the flags for a year or two and then it got transferred over. But obviously flags have been removed from the town. We have 8 flags just in our town flying. So they're going somewhere for the last 40 years that I lived here.
By the way, I just transferred this over to Pam.
Oh, thanks. Wait till she sees it.
Yeah,
we'll be having coffee, filling it out. Okay, I think we're all set. Does anybody have any other business in other? I think we even hit one or two things on the other list now. And I can move, we adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all set. Thank you, bye. Greg. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim, Paul.
Thank you.
See you next month.
See you next month.
Stay warm. I shut this off. I don't know.